there's no voice. All right, good morning, Lagos. 4 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to Lagos's best conversation on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a wet, wet, wet Wednesday morning. I kind of, you know, was tempted to stay in bed this morning, but I had to go and work out and then, of course, get ready for work. But you know when it rains after so much sun, like I literally have been crying and begging for the rains to come. I know a certain person who does not like rainy season for obvious reasons, but I love it. I love it when it rains. I love the smell of rain on sand. It's just, it brings back childhood memories. And as much as, you know, when it rains in Lagos, we all have to, you know, be on the watch because start flooding. The whole time that we've had dry season, nobody has thought that they should clear their drainages. Next thing there, we call on government to call on government to don't clean your drainage, don't clean your environment. Throw all those plates, those cock plates and plastics and pet bottles into the gutter and hope that you will call on government when the, you know, the water overflows and, you know, begins to run into our homes and destroy our roads. Then we'll be calling on government. Mm-hmm. Look at me, I'm doing Yumu for you. We are calling on government. Welcome to the show. From now till 12 o'clock, we promise to make sure that the conversation is very intriguing, very exciting. We reel you in and make sure that there's a smile on your face until 12 o'clock. And then, of course, the sunny side will bring you some sunshine. My name is Mary Anacon. Just in case you don't know, I'm riding solo today because my girl, Feta, is a little bit under the weather. You know what I'm saying? So send all your love and hugs to Feta as she's taking a day off this morning. But we start off the show as usual with our sound off. I've already started sounding off, but we'll start off with sound off. And right after that, we'll go into our musings for today. And later on the 11 o'clock, I want to talk about money rituals. Yes. I'll tell you what angle I'm going to come from today. It might sound ridiculous to you, but we have to have this conversation. How about that? Welcome to the show. It's What's Up Lagos, the nation's number one talk, news and sports radio station. Are you ready? Let's go.
This is What's Up Lagos. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's time for Sound Off. I did start it off at the beginning of the conversation. So the rainy season is here, guys. And I really, and this is not just me liking the sound of my own voice and just wanting to, you know, wax lyrical on the show this morning. It's very important for us to try and make sure that our environment is clean. You know, people would say, oh, maybe we should bring back the environmental sanitation, but I don't know. But I think that it should, over the years, have become part of us to make sure that we keep our environments clean. I mean, I think it was 2020, if not 2019. I was going towards Chevron Junction. I'm not playing. There were heaps and heaps of paper plates and PET bottles just before you drive into that Chevron drive. And I'm thinking to myself, this is supposed to be a posh estate where people spend so much money to, you know, for rent. This is a supposed choice location. But look at the heaps of crap. And guess what? It's there. When the rain comes, it washes it back into the gutter and then it blocks the gutter. And then, of course, there's flooding in that area. And then we'll say, we're calling on the government. Before you even think of calling on the government, what are you doing to make sure that your environment is clean, your drainages are unclogged? Because I also see, and I'm going to call out the guys who sweep the streets. I see them. They sweep everything back into the gutter. So it's just, it's rinse and repeat. The same thing. So what exactly are you doing? And even the guys who now decide that, okay, we're going to take out the drainage system and just make sure that the gutters are clean. They remove it and keep it there. Nobody carries it. And then it rains and it goes back into the gutter. What are we doing? I mean, it's, for me, I think it's madness. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a certain result is madness. And the part that hurts me, I'm sorry, I'm not saying that we can't call on the government to do something. Government has its job cut out for it. But when we're doing, I mean, we're the ones causing the trouble and hoping the government will, you know, wave around its magic wand and everything is going to be all right. No. Everything is not on government. Yes, the buck stops on their table, but everything is not on government. You are here to... It's like how we always throw our hands up in the air and say, let God, God will help us. I've left everything to God. Why did God give you sense? Why did God tell you about your environment? Why do you know that you should sweep? Hey, you should Google just when you wake up in the morning, eat, finish, pack the place in the dishwasher. Just leave it there. The next day you eat, you know, just keep piling it up. Of course, you're going to start living with rodents. So I think that we have common sense for a reason. Can we start doing the right things? And for the love of God, how do you... Again, I'm bringing government in. Let's go to... I'm sorry, today I'm on a roll. That road, that landmark road, that road. How do you build such massive structures without drainages? And when it rains, that place is like River Niger. But you have businesses there. How do you even give permits to those buildings without making sure that they're drainages? It doesn't make sense. So yes, I know when you say we're calling on the government, because there is some function that they need to do. The town planning guys, you have a job to do. And I know that you work in the Ministry of Works and Housing, but you all need to make sure that if you're giving a permit for a building to be erected, there has to be a drainage system. This is why we have flooding in Lagos, and we can't keep saying, oh, Lagos is the center of excellence, but then it's also the center of flooding. Come on, guys. We have a role to play. Government does have a role to play, but all hands have to be on deck. Because I know in 2 weeks, once the rains start coming, we're all going to be complaining. We're calling on government. Government should come and help us. Government should come and help yourself now. It's time. Keep those drainages clean. And that sound off. Yeah, I love you like I love no one down. Alright, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria info, 13 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Let's start gisting, okay? I want to talk about Nigeria and Nigerians, eh? How Nigerian are you? Tell me that you're from Nigeria without saying you're Nigerian. For example, you go to an average Nigerian's house, there's a lot of plastic bag. All the nylon from whatever you buy, you store it because why? That's what you use as dustbin bag. That's very Nigerian. Mm-hmm. Again, in Nigerian home, you always have that mother that stores plastic plates, just so many of them. She does not necessarily need them, but she stores them. Piles them in the kitchen. Half the time, you can't find the covers. That's how Nigerian we are. Anyway, let's talk about how Nigerian we are this morning for the next 40 minutes this morning. Okay? Tell us how Nigerian you are without mentioning the word Nigeria. Let's go. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. All right. You can also call if you're a lady. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. Now, one just came to my mind. You don't eat in a stranger's house so that they will not give, put witch, you will not call her wench. Wench. Very Nigerian. 15 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. The phone lines are open. Tell us how Nigerian you are without saying that you're Nigerian. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Give us the what's up, Lagos. Go.
please, I want to report an incident that just happened now. Please, I've been calling online, please.
What happened?
There is a serious accident that just happened at, if you are coming from Ireland, that you are going to Bega. Mm. There is a serious accident between a yellow bus and a light bus. Hello, are you with me?
I'm listening.
Yes. So I think they will have one cuff there, and the box is burning at the moment. So please, if you can call the authorities.
Were there people in the bus?
Yeah, I think I saw a few people, like three or four people on the main road. But you know, it's raining already, so
yeah.
The bus is burning right now, as I'm telling you.
So somewhere around Bega.
No, it's not Bega. It's Ogudu. Before you get to Ogudu, if you are coming from Ireland to Bega, before you get to Ogudu.
Okay. Thank you very much for giving us that information. We appreciate it. All right. Well, just an SOS out there to LASMA, to police, and we might also need ambulance services somewhere between Ogudu. If you're coming to the island, from the island going towards Bega, there's been a terrible accident. The bus is burning. I hear a Lagos, I think a yellow taxi and a Lagos bus. So I hear the bus is burning, and three people, apparently from the eyewitness, were seen on the road. And we need emergency services to try and locate that area. And if you also are passing by and there are other developments you'd like to inform us about, please feel free to do that. Thank you very much to that caller who gave us that information. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Oh, yeah? Do it well.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sulu.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I don't think there's anything more than me, and I'm shouting, up NEPA!
Up NEPA!
And also, again, all funny thing is, when the light goes off, the first place you go to is the window. You open the window to the neighbor.
If they have lights, in case maybe somebody has touched something.
Okay, all of us are the same.
Okay, then you know.
I don't think there's more than anything more Nigerian than that.
Thank you so much. That's really a good one. Up NEPA. Ah, may lights not go off somewhere that is abroad and you mistakenly say up NEPA. Ah, or you say, oh, no, when the light goes, you say, ah, NEPA. And then when the light comes back, you say, up NEPA. How Nigerian. I mean, tell us how Nigerian you are without saying that you're Nigerian. I love this guy's own. I mean, and then when the light goes off, you now go and check your neighbor's side. Let's see if the neighbor has light in case. Anyway, like I said, I think one of the most Nigerian things is to have nylon bags all over the house. And that's because you just keep keeping them. You acquire and then you keep them. They're dustbin bags. It mostly happens here in Nigeria. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please. Hello?
Hello?
All right, turn off your radio and call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. Tell us how Nigerian you are without telling us that you're Nigerian. Okay. This one says, what's up, Lagos? How Nigerian I am is that you must shake your elder with two hands and also clean your spoon with your clothes. The cloth that you're the clothes that you're wearing. That's so true. Oh my God. You know, no matter what, after you wash, it's I don't know if it's a psychological thing, yes? You wash the spoon right under the tap and then you clean it on your cloth. Wow. That's very Nigerian. Thank you very much. You didn't give me your name, but I appreciate it. This one's from Muyidin. He says, if you don't want to incur the wrath of the evil spirit, don't blow whistle at night too. Very Nigerian. All right. We're talking about how Nigerian you can be. Okay. This one says, okay. TY, I don't know if this has anything to do with how Nigerian you are. But on WhatsApp here, Patrick Abul from Akute says, I bet closed door make mosquito no enter house. Yes. Patrick Abul, that's very Nigerian. Because, you know, the mosquito in Nigeria has a degree. And he knows how to smell the blood that is sweet. According to my brother, he says that's their own fast food. When you eat all the good things, they also have to have their own share. You know what I'm saying? 0700-993-993-993. How Nigerian are you? Tell us how Nigerian you are without telling us that you are Nigerian. And if you are a lady, you can call 465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Or send us a WhatsApp message on 080-959-75805. I'll take it again slowly. 080-959-75805. Let's do this. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. That's alive. Good morning.
Morning, Marianne.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Paul. I'm calling from Igbe Oloja in Ikorodu.
How Nigerian are you, Paul?
Paul, mommy is calling you.
Okay, mommy's calling you.
Yes.
Okay.
Mommy, daddy is calling you.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot for calling. Okay. Is that really Nigerian? Well, maybe. It could also be African, but I think it's very Nigerian. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, hello, good morning, Marianne.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Oh, I miss Fetcher. Oh, my God.
Fetcher is good. She needs all the hugs and kisses. People should just send it to her. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What I can tell you about being Nigerian is... Okay, my name is Damilare. I'm calling for mission.
All right, Damilare. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, the thing is, when we were very small, they would tell us, if you look at your shadow, something will come looking for you in the midnight. Like, don't look at the shadow. Like, maybe there is a flashlight somewhere. Then there is a reflection of your shadow on the ground. At night, don't look at it. When you look at it, there is going to be something following you in the midnight.
All those things I make believe. But thank you very much, Damilare, for calling. We appreciate it. All right, well, we're going to go on a quick break soon. And then when we come back on the other side, we're still talking about how Nigerian we are. And again, the question is, tell me that you're Nigerian without saying that you're Nigerian, okay? And that means how Nigerian are you? But let me look at one of the messages here on WhatsApp quickly before we go on that break. This one says, good morning, Marianne. What's up, Lagos? How Nigerian is Dad Yo, Mommy Oyo Yo, Do from CMS. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? I'm so Nigerian. I keep all sorts of nylons. I never throw away ice cream bowls. I take and take away packs. I use them for more stuff. You hear me? Very Nigerian. We got to go for a break, guys. When we come back, it's still What's Up, Lagos. I'm Mary Anacom. Lagos 99.3 Nigeria info 34 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. My name is Mary Anacon. I'm flying solo today. A lot of people are asking how Fetter is. Well, I started the show by saying that she's a little bit under the weather. She's taking some time off to, you know, just breathe. So send her all the love, hugs, you know, just send it to her. Yes. Go to our social media and just tell her how much you love her. Yes, it's going to make her feel better and come back to work soon, okay? Anyway, we're talking about how Nigerian you can be. Now, the thing is, this is the plan. We want you to tell us that you're Nigerian without saying, I am Nigerian. What's the most Nigerian thing about Nigerians? Let's talk about it. I'm going to start with social media. I'm going to go to Twitter also, but I'll start with WhatsApp. Don't forget, you can call us 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190 if you're a lady, only ladies. But on WhatsApp, you can send us a message, 0809-5975-805. Now, if you are listening to us from outside Nigeria, we are on Skype. You can call us via Skype. Yes. We're Nigeria Info on Skype. Go ahead and do it, okay? We want you to be part of the conversation. Because you are living in the abroad does not mean that you are not Nigerian. Hello. Okay. Someone here says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Marianne. Where's Feta? I just told you where she is. He says, how do you know... or how you know a Nigerian without telling that you're one? Don't you know how to greet? That's very Nigerian. Why are you going to? I'm coming. Mommy, where's my school bag? It's on my head. Typical Nigerian mom's response. Amy, thank you so much. That's a really great one. Actually, you know what? That's not even just a Nigerian mother thing. Yes, we know that our mothers do it a lot. I saw this video on Instagram about Caribbean moms from, you know, the islands. And the child said, mommy, where can I keep this? Come put it upon me head. In fact, bust me head with it. It was really funny because, you know, that's how our mothers respond. Put it on my head. Come and give me, let me hold it for you. I mean, I don't know how they come up with these things, but yes, yes, yes. Very African of us. This one says, Prince from Netherlands says, good morning, Marianne. I store my Cameroon pepper and salt in a used beverage container. Very Nigerian, yes. I still give and take things from people with my right hand, despite the fact that it has no meaning to Oyibo people. Very true, my dear. Very true. He says, I abuse my friends as greetings when I speak to them on the phone. Weary, Afana. Very Nigerian. I think Ufama and I, we greet ourselves in a very, very bad way. I can't even say it's on the radio. It's terrible. But that's how Nigerian we are. All right, this one says, how Nigerian can one be without mentioning a Nigerian is how bad we handle the Naira. Yes, see. God bless you. He says, how we rumple the Naira from the notorious yellow bus conductor to our innocent market men and women, etc. Agbola, thank you very much. He says, also how Nigerians can stop even while driving to any available space to ease themselves when pressed. I'm telling you, open defecation, open peeing in public. My God. It's only in Nigeria. Only Nigerian. It just stop anywhere. No matter how posh they are, that's the thing. It doesn't take it away from them. Thank you very much, Agbala, for that message. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Adegoke from Lekki. When white pigeons fly over the skies, we as children will start singing, Leke, Leke, Pango, I know, right? I used to do it. Also, we're always excited when we see small black dots on our fingers or noses or foreheads, etc. We say it's God's mark. Mm-hmm. I know that. Thank you very much for your message. Let's go to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. We have just 4 minutes on the clock before we go into our other conversation about money rituals. 0700-993-993-993. How Nigerian are you? Without saying that you're Nigerian, what's the thing that you do that people can just say, that's a Nigerian. Mm-hmm. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? There's always one spoon that no one wants to use in the house. Hugs to Feta Jay from Ago Palace. Thank you, Jay. Very interesting. That spoon, nobody wants to touch it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Is it the rain that is affecting you like this, auntie? Eh?
No, it's not rain, no.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Please turn off your radio.
I'm Mary, calling from Ibadan.
All right, Mary, I need you to turn off your radio.
I'm not even with the radio.
But I can hear the hall back, and it's affecting the conversation.
It's somewhere far away. How you can go in Nigeria? It's only in inside traffic.
Inside traffic?
Yes.
What happens?
That is, you are in front, behind somebody, and you are only for the person to leave.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's typical. I mean, if you live in New York, it's the same thing. When people are stuck in traffic, yeah, it's almost the same thing. All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Cheers to life! Hey! Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Aruna. I'm calling you from Kuje in Abuja.
Aruna, how are you?
I'm fine. You guys are doing great.
Thank you, Haruna. So tell me that you're Nigerian without saying you're Nigerian.
When you come back from work, your wife goes, you don't come back.
No, I still dey rude.
I'm a spirit.
Haruna, that's so true. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, my God. I love this country. I mean, you can't beat us. You can't. Eh? You know, have you gotten into an argument with a Nigerian anywhere in the world? Wait till they worry you, Seth. Do you know me? Not they talk to me anywhere. But you were just speaking spring a few minutes ago. Leave that. You know why, B? Like, we literally just get out of character immediately. Don't try Nigerians anywhere in the world, though. All right, let's see if I can do justice to some of the messages. This one says, when there is a quarrel and one says, I don't blame you, I blame myself. Now, me be the mumu, we follow you, make you come, they insult me. thank you very much, Rich, for that message. Very, very, very funny. I don't blame you. Shala here says, I was in the bus in Ottawa and I heard someone hiss behind me. I was forced to ask her nationality. Lo and behold, so Nigerian. Shala, I say we can't hide. It's way like a goldfish. A goldfish don't have hiding place. All right, this one says, good morning, Marianne. Question for question. What's your name? And why do you ask? Why are you asking my name? Kingsley, thank you very much. That's so true. This one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? My name is Armstrong AGK. I never joke with Agege Bread and Akara in a weather like this, my dear. All right, this one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? How Nigerian I am is we call hot chocolate tea. Everything is tea. We dip bread inside it and make bread and tea. Stephen from Okota, very true. All right, this one says, I eat meat in the food last. When I go to kiosk, I ask for cold minerals. Steve from Kanu. Love it. Love it. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Helen here. How Nigerian I am is I'm not telling that neighbor who disturbs you with his generator noise that NEPA has brought light while he continues to burn his for hours without... Helen. It's not good. Well. Anyway, thank you very much, Helen, for your message. That's very true. Because, you know, that man is always making noise with his gin. One more message before we go on a quick break. What's up, Lagos? 99% of typical Nigerians have used the word first to do know the pain. Now, second to do the pain pass. Efelenzo from Ikorodu. Thank you very much, Efe. Very interesting. First to do know the pain. All right, this one says, how Nigerian I am is I don't... throw dustbin at night. If not, if it's spirit will follow me back home. James in Victoria Island. Okay. That's like the... Very funny. 43 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. We've got to go for a quick break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more conversation. All right, we're back. You see, what's up, Lagos? I can take a few more messages before we finally go on that break, okay? All right, let's see, let's see. We've got so many messages. This one says, in our house, my mommy buys a broom every market day. My dad brings a transistor radio each time he travels to Newe Market. When my mom complains, my dad reminds her of the brooms she buys nonstop. That's how Nigerian we are. Elvis from Warren Delta State, thank you very much for your message. This one says, what's up, Lagos? You will know I'm a Nigerian when I refer to all diapers as, okay, pampers, and all detergents as omo, all the table water as ragolis, and all toothpaste as close-up. Timitayo in Germany, thank you so much. That's very true. This one says, good morning, Marianne. What makes us typical Nigerians is eating something before we wash it. And when asked, we'll say, does he know the kill Africa man? Tebekemi, lucky. Thank you very much for your message. We appreciate it. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Gabriel from Victoria Island. Buying monthly data up to 3 times a month. That makes you very Nigerian. That one, I beg. Okay, this one says, let's see. Oh, this is not for me, obviously. What's up, Lagos? Mari from Gwagada. I'm so Nigerian that I went to the ATM abroad and asked if the machine was dispensing. Oh, my goodness. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Remember, daddy's chair, which nobody can dare to sit on. Ah, yes. Jack, very true. Daddy's chair. Please don't sit there. That's my daddy's chair. Daddy always has a special spot, even if it's on the couch, yes? Very Nigerian. This one says, good morning. How Nigerian I am. I used to turn off my neighbor's generator set when it is disturbing any time I want to sleep peacefully. He will come down and turn it on. It keeps going on and off until he gets tired and gives up. And then I sleep peacefully. Ah, yeah, bad. Bad neighbor. Bad. That's not good. That's not nice. Anyway, we're going to go to the phone lines because we have just about, let's see, Let's take some calls. 0700-993-993-993. We're asking, how Nigerian are you? How Nigerian are you? Yes. How Nigerian are you? Tell me that you're a Nigerian without saying that you're a Nigerian. What's the most Nigerian thing that you do, that you found yourself doing, that you've caught yourself doing, or you've seen a lot of Nigerians doing? That's what we're talking about. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chinenwa. I'm calling from
Chinenwa.
Yes. Mary, how are you?
I'm all right.
So, if you want to know in Nigeria, which people they shout off Nepa Pass?
They do it, eh?
Which people they shout off Nepa Pass?
Now we get Nepa.
Which people they travel with power bank? When they want to travel, they put the power. When they reach the hotel room.
Chinenwa, I don't like this. Why are you insulting us? I don't like it. Are you trying to say that we don't have light in our country? Stop it!
So travel with power bank, thinking that they will take the power light.
Okay.
Okay, let me say another one.
Okay.
You never that one take light, which was this people take light now make I take light sleep. People not take this light now. Is in the night now? You take the light.
When somebody wants to sleep,
the light don't do much.
Thank you very much for calling. This country. We're an amazing country. Amazing country. Amazing people. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. All right, do that and call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yeah,
good morning. Tell me your name now. You're not going to tell me your name.
My name is David.
David.
From Okota.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your change, what?
Oh, so the wallet will change you. Otherwise, I go join you.
Okay. That's very Lagosian, but it's okay. That's how Nigerian we are. I'm not even going to lie. I think we saw a video of some Nigerians abroad. I think it was a girl who started it. She's on a bus, and then she starts saying, calling the different places that people should join and hold their change. I mean, that's very Nigerian. You know that this segment of the show is brought to you by Nivea Radiant and Beauty. Yes. So as we're talking about how Nigerian we are, Nivea Radiant and Beauty is also giving us a shout out on this segment. It is brought to you courtesy of them, okay? All right, so tell me how Nigerian you are without telling me that you're a Nigerian, okay? Send me a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-805. Or better still, you can call me on 0700-993-993-993 or tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. We would love to hear from you or read from you because I love how Nigerian we are, okay? Yes. Okay, let's take... I'm trying to see... Please, when you send us a tweet, okay? I'm just going to put this out one time. Use the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. That way, I'm able to sieve through the messages because there are a lot of messages that are coming in and I want to be able to read yours, okay? I just also want to say a shout-out to Adeshewa's son. Yes, Adeshewa has a very cute teenage son whose birthday is today. Adeshewa... share our birthday message with your son, okay? Yes. Yes, thank you very much for letting us know this. Adeshewa, thank you so much. Adeshewa is one of my ardent, ardent followers on Twitter. All right. More of your messages, but let's take one more call before we go back to WhatsApp. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Joy. I'm calling from Lauren.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not contributing to the discussion. I've been trying to listen to the radio via the app since morning.
Oh, but the app is not working?
Yes, I've sent the complaint through WhatsApp, but I've been trying to listen. It's still not going.
All right, I'll let our engineers know to check what's happening to the app.
I have no clue what you're talking about, and I really don't want to listen.
Okay. All right. No problem. We're going to get our engineers on that. So the app, according to you, is not working, and you're unable to listen to us from where you are. We're going to get that fixed immediately. All right, just to remind you, this segment of the show is brought to you by Nivea Radiant and Beauty. And that's because they're launching a new body lotion product that is specifically made for African skin. And they are putting it out right here on WhatsApp Lagos. Okay, we got 4 more minutes before we wrap things up on this side of the clock. How Nigerian are you? Okay, let's take a call from a lady. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What did you eat? Cheers to life, fool.
I never eat, though.
What's your name? Where
I never
are you
eat, though. No, I never eat. It's too early for me.
Ah, okay.
Anything we buy, pujala. Pujala.
Fisi.
Pujala.
Fisi. Thank you very much for calling. I'm not even going to lie. I think, what day was that? What was I buying? And I said, you're not fisi. Oh, yes. I think I was buying. It was so funny. She just looked at me funny and just said, as you find like this, oh yeah, take Fisi. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos?
Hey! Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bariga.
All right.
Well, I'm fine. See, let me tell you, the reason why we are Nigerians, if you see some Yoruba people, they used to swear,
What's up? Thank you very much for calling. all my Lagos friends, all my Yoruba friends. All right, we've got 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to go back to WhatsApp and just do justice to all the messages that are coming in, if I can at least read some of them. This one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? How Nigerian I am. If the power is staying on for too long, sometimes I get scared that the power might get faulty. Then I start saying, power holding, take the light now, at least, airports. We're not used to this, power staying for so long. All right. Thank you very much for sending us that message, even though you didn't give us your name. Edebive, Andrew from Ikorodu says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We use one particular plate to make eba. I know. Special eba bowl. This one says, Patrick Abu says, Ekaro Olog. Please, I can't speak Yoruba. Help me. He says, if they born you well, try them. That's our favorite Nigerian line. I didn't take born you before. They born you well now. Anyway, this one says, as a Nigerian, when I see Nepal light, I say, make I rush, go iron clothes before Nepal go take light to Idara. Thank you very much. Abadie. Okay. Igwe Victor here says, good morning, Marianne. Beat a child and he resists crying. Next thing, Shebi, you are forming big boy, Abi. If he cries, next thing you say, if I hear pim, again, I will break that your head. That's very Nigerian of our parents. Anyway, guys, we'll take a few more messages and then wrap things up here because we got to go. All right, this one says, I'm so Nigerian that 8 out of 10 times I use the word "omo" in casual conversations. Vic, very true. This one says, you guys are amazing. Good morning. Thank you very much. You are amazing for sending us that message. Muyiwa from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? We believe that beating a boy child with broomstick might affect his... Oh, God, please, no. Okay, we're not talking about beliefs here, okay? This one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? how Nigerian I am, when I withdraw money from an ATM, I count it before leaving. Yes, because we have trust issues in this part of the world. Can you blame us? Can you blame us? All right, this one says, Babs from Aja says, Babs says, how Nigerian I am is that the quick spring of energy that comes to me immediately when NEPA brings to lights, also ironing my clothes down for the day just in case of incasity. NEPA no bring light for 7 days, always asking for last price, even if you're even being tempted to price items with price tag, also using the expression oh in almost every sentence. Oh. Okay, all right, this one says, good morning, Marianne. How Nigerian I am is time.
Our website, nigeriainfo.fm, is a trusted platform.
I'm so sorry, guys, but we got to go. We got to go for a quick break and bring you the news at the top of the hour. On the other side of the clock, we'll be talking about money rituals. Stay with us. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, it's still WhatsApp Lagos. 4 minutes come past the 11 o'clock hour. Let's go into some other conversation this morning. Let's talk about money rituals. You know, right from when you were growing up, you heard about rituals. You must have seen it in Nollywood movies. You must have heard that one guy in your area was a ritualist. He was, you know, killing people for money. So let's break it down for the next 45 to 50 minutes. How money rituals really works. Does it really work? And how does it work? I mean, I always ask that question. Does money ritual give people money in reality? Do people who say they're doing rituals get money from it? You know, we've seen it in Nollywood movies where you see, oh, this person is in the closet and just keeps throwing up forex, naira, and stuff like that. So my core today is logic behind money rituals. So you know how you say they're going to use you for rituals to make money. I'm most curious as to where the money comes from. That money that they say they make from the person that they've used their head for the rituals. That money that the person coughs out, it might sound ridiculous, but help me here. Does it have serial numbers? I'm just wondering, where does the money come from? The Bank of England? Is it the Fort Knox? Does it come from the Central Bank of the United States? I'm just curious. Or the CBN? Where does the money come from? Or does the Babalawo have his own minting company, where he mints all the FXs, including Nigerian money, with serial numbers that tally with that of the CBN or any bank whatsoever? How does money rituals work? I'm curious to hear it. Let's talk about the logic behind it. Because we hear people say they use people for rituals. How does it work? I want to hear it. Say, oh, you know, and let's talk, let's expand. They say the guys that do Yahoo, they also do rituals to be able to do Yahoo. How does it work? I'm curious. Because two young men were caught in police net and they said, well, that the rituals itself does not necessarily help them make money. It's more like a fortification per se. So, but the rituals they do to make money, how does it work? Oh, I want to hear all the theories. Because a lot of people believe in these things. So, I mean, I even hear that they capture people and children just before elections because they want to use them for rituals to win election. How does it work? The ritual, is it going to say that 100 people will, you collect the vote of 100? Really, help me. I sound stupid, don't I? But I want to understand the logic behind these rituals. I want us to demystify it, literally tear it into pieces and make sense of it. Does that sit well with you? Then let's talk. 0700 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. You can send me a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. How does it work? Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter for me to be able to see your message. How does money ritual work? Do rituals actually give people money? Does it? And how does it work? How does it give people money? And these monies, do they have serial numbers? And where does the money come from? What bank? What minting company? Is it the Bank of England? Is it the US, you know, Central Bank? Is it the Fort Knox? Is it the Bank of Babalawo? Does he have a special minting company where the serial numbers match the ones in the CBN's vault? I'm curious. Let's talk. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Please call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, I called earlier. David is my name. I'm calling from Okota. Do you know how these things work? It work like this. If you do ritual, anything you lay on hand on, it works.
Really?
They can call you. Yes, they can call you from any angle. Maybe somebody that you don't even know, that they will just call you that. Ah, they say they know you to do. You know how to do this thing very well. Come and do it. They will give you a job. That is
David.
Yeah.
Have you tried your hands on it before?
No.
Did it work for you? How are you so sure that it works?
That is how you work.
No, sir. You must have experienced it for you to be so certain.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me how it works. No, because you can't, if you haven't experienced it, sir, I put it to you that you don't know how it works. How about that?
That is how you heard.
David, this is what you heard.
Yeah.
But it's not what you've experienced.
You see, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I am not a Nigerian.
Okay. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Yeah.
If you haven't experienced it, how do you know?
In my village, I know some people that they have done that thing. It's not that you, in your house or in your cupboard, you just to discover money from there. You just open your, you see money. Or some people thought maybe there's something that will be permitting money for them or something like that. No, it doesn't work that way. This is even though some of my uncle, they are Babalawo, some people come for them. They say they want to do this, they don't want to do this, they want to do this, they want to do this, they want to have money. They will do something for them when they go. Anything that they lay their hand on, it works. It brings money. Anything, it can call you anywhere. And somebody that does not know you, you just call, you come. I have this job for you. Come and do this job. You do the job, you make your money, you go away. Money ritual does not make that. It doesn't mean that person that you open your house or you do work or board,
okay,
then there will be something will be promising money from you then. No.
Okay. I like how David is telling me convincingly that it works, but has never tried it. Just know somebody. I mean, they could be feeding you bobo juice. How about that? But again, I want to hear from you. How does it work? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I'm Femi again from Sunday.
All right.
Yes, my theory. This is my theory. Not. I believe in spirituality, actually, but in modern times, all these things we call rituals are a form of organ harvesting. And it's been proven that a lot of times some of these people would suddenly disappear and all that. People would do take them and they tend to harvest some of these organs and in the dark market they sell it out to the Asian countries where the market is thriving. So really it's actually in the sense it is blood money, but not blood money in the spiritual sense, as people often think that.
So it's not necessarily money ritual. It's just you're illegally selling body parts to make money.
Exactly.
But then how do you explain again, the part that the ritual part? Because you see, they say, for example, for the politicians, for the Yahoo boys, for even the guys who want to make money, so you have to bring this person and they will do this thing and they will give you something to drink. I mean, just like we see in the movies. And then, of course, all of a sudden you start getting money.
A lot of times, some of these movies depict things that are not 100% real. There are other ways, actually, that these things are done. But because we've already had this general notion that, okay, somebody will be in the cupboard that will be vomiting the money from the
That's
mouth.
Like the most ridiculous part of it.
Yeah. So that picture has been painted for a long time. So people come to accept it that, okay, this is it. But the illegal part of it is what is being done, really, in that sense. And sometimes even the people who do it don't really know how these things come. They just feel, oh, your account number will send your part of the money to you, and truly the money comes to their account. They don't really know. They feel that it is just that, oh, the money, the ritual has been done by the necessary people, and the money is sent to me. That is what they do in modern day now.
Okay.
Compared to those days where people really assume, I don't know how it works, then.
Thank you for calling. And I like your sincerity. He doesn't really know how it works. But he feels that, you know, this is his notion. He thinks most of this, you know, ritual killings are basically organ harvesting. That's his position. But in case you're just joining us, it's WhatsApp Lagos. And on this segment, we're talking about money rituals, okay? And I'm lumping everything together. I'm talking about the fact that people say that you have to do rituals to make money. So you have to use somebody's head or a particular family member. You just keep using different family members. And I ask, do these rituals actually give people money? And how? How does it work? I'm interested. Let's unravel it. Let's see if this, because it seems a bit mysterious. And you know, we want to demystify it today. And these monies that we make from rituals, or they say they make from rituals, where do they come from? Are they gotten from the Bank of England if it's the pound sterling? If it's the dollar, is it gotten from the US Bank Reserve? Or is it gotten from the Fort Knox? I mean, there's hardly... I'm just trying to think about it. Is it from the CBN? Or does the Babalawo have a bank, a special bank, the Bank of Babalawo, where there's some sort of minting station, and the serial numbers do equally match the ones that the CBN is reeling out? I'm curious, guys. Help me out here. How does he work? Because again, I want to talk about the guys who do Yahoo Yahoo. They also have to go into some form of ritual, you know, to be able to fortify themselves to get money, steal from people. Same thing for the guys who are trying to run for office. We hear that they also go into rituals. So people get, you know, babies, children, people disappear because they're using them, allegedly, for rituals. But do these things really work? And how? That's my question. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? All right, nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Frank, calling from Ikorodu.
Frank, do you believe in money rituals and do you think it works?
I believe it works.
How?
What I see is that those people that do that money ritual, they are like, they are in a court, like in a organization, like, let me call it organization. So if one of them can convince me to join, now if I join, truly believe in them, bring all the requirements, now one of them will bless me. They will just appoint one person to take care of me.
Sorry, to take care of you, how?
That person now will now... Maybe what I'm selling, as I'm into business like this now, I'm selling gas. Then one person now will tell me that I will supply to you 40 feet container of a so-so thing. Then when you sell it, from there I'll pick up. But I will be bringing whatever they ask for. If they say that you will bring this, so I will bring it, then that money will be multiplied.
How does the money multiply? Because you can't give what you don't have. So how does the money multiply?
What they do now is that they get in touch with themselves. What is selling, what is on point in the city is what they know. They introduce to themselves. Do you get me?
I'm just wait. You sound like you've been blessed before. Have you been blessed?
No, I haven't been blessed, but I have been in touch with people like that.
How can you tell that they're not lying to you just to get you involved in some confraternity of sorts?
No, I don't believe that they are lying to me because I've seen it.
So it means you've seen it. You means you've been blessed.
Yes. I haven't been blessed, but I've seen it.
You don't want to say that you have been blessed. Gwenny, leave this thing. On a serious note, because I'm trying to understand... let's all wear our investigative hats, say, for a second. Let's think deep. He's giving us another, you know, theory that, it's just a group, an organization. They get you involved. And then they know what things are, you know, that you need in your line of business. And they rally around you and get it done. So why do you... If you can help me, if it's an organization that's to help us grow, support each other's businesses and... bless you in emanating his words. Why do we have to kill people? Why do you have to cut the of your family members or whatever it is that they ask you to do? It's ridiculous. It still doesn't make sense. How do you make the money? Do you hide the spirit of somebody in a closet and then they cough up different currencies? Does that money come from? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Igwe Victor, go ahead. Do you believe in money rituals and how does it work?
Peanut and all, good morning.
Well done.
Actually, the first person that called and last but the other person that actually called made the point that I want to go with. When you talk of the first person that called, you said something about he came with a metaphysical aspect of it. People use some part of human organs for sacrifices in their cult, which enables whatever they believe to hypnotize whosoever they want to use now to either manipulate the sensibility of that individual in order to get what they want. I had a chat with a cousin who works in a morgue. So one day we were gisting. Are you with them, man?
Mm-hmm.
So one day we were gisting. He told me something about people who come to the mortuary to buy some things for their mystical works. So he told me...
Sorry, they come to the mortuary to get dead bodies, body parts?
Yes. He said there is this white cloth they normally use to tie the mouth of a corpse so that fluid doesn't come out of the mouth. So he said that most times...
Sorry. Did you say the spirit doesn't come out of the mouth?
Hmm? Fluid.
Oh,
water.
Fluid. Okay, great.
Yeah. So he said that most people who have court cases normally come to the morgue to buy those things so that when they use it to do one or two incantations, the other person, maybe the lawyer of the other person, will be hypnotized in the court that he wouldn't know. He will be dumb like a dead person. He will be confused as in he will be manipulated that he wouldn't know how to use his sense to defend the other opponent. So from the angle of rituals, I believe on that one. Then on the other side of the other person...
How do you believe something you've never seen work? I mean, I don't understand.
We believe in
No. Say you. There's no we here. you speak for yourself.
Mary Ann,
mm-hmm.
I think we have relied mostly on what Nollywood had.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what Nollywood had really displayed about rituals are almost 99.9%. Fallacious, because they have really made it a kind of stereotype issue.
And you disagree with them, why? Because you have done, have you done the rituals itself? Have you gone through the process to know that this is fallacious?
It's fallacious. What I believe, that's the point I want to make, so that I don't take much time on this issue, so that other people will talk, is the organ harvest. I remember when I was a kid in the village, we were always minded not to go outside the house, far away from the house, so that kidnappers will not catch us and we disappear with them. I believe most times when people disappear, is as a result of organ harvesters kidnapping these people and using their organs. You can imagine what kidney sells in the black market. So by the time somebody brings somebody, they kidnap and they harvest the person's organ and sells it, like $30,000 for such an organ, you can multiply it by Naira and know how rich the person will be.
Well,
so that is my submission.
All right. Thank you very much, Igwe. You have tried your best to explain why you think you believe in, you know, money rituals. But you see, you guys are not getting it, are you? So y'all are talking about organ harvesting. That's a crime. It's a cartel of itself. Yes. But when you say you are doing rituals for money, where does the money come from? Because if you say you're doing organ harvesting, that's a different thing. You don't need rituals to do that, do you? They just kidnap people and take out the body parts that they need. That's a criminal case. But I want us to demystify this idea of money rituals. Let's go. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have been trying to call you. It's like I'm not even picking calls of women. You're just picking calls of men.
Ah, see problem. Oh, they have come. Oh, hey, I'm picking everybody's call. Don't be angry.
Okay, now, first and foremost, I want you to know something. I want to remain anonymous because of some discrete revelations I want to give, and which will be very useful to general, but I won't go deep. I'll just try to make it like quite friendly and general for everybody to hear.
Mm-hmm.
First, we know God exists, right?
Mm-hmm.
You believe in that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know devil exists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good, beautiful. So now if you know God exists and you know devil exists, and we all know the role of devil, so why first you, Miss Oko, why would you say you don't even believe or you're trying to figure out what money ritual is all about? One. Two, remember in the Bible, if you go by the holy books, let me use that so that even Muslims can relate to it. After the instance where the Bible told us of fallen angels, right? And when devil, then it was Lucifer, when he sinned against God, God threw him out of the heavens, right? That's what you understand. Sorry, are you with me?
I'm listening.
Okay, so now when God threw Lucifer out of heaven, remember, Lucifer was not alone. Some of like his supporters, his own people.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Hold on.
You're going to have to call me back. We're going for a break. I am so sorry. We have to do this. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We got to go. We got to go for that break. Minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. I am Mary Anacol. Now, we're still talking about money rituals and, you know, trying to demystify it or understand the logic behind it. And my major question is, how does money rituals work? Does it even work? How do you make, you know, kill people, shed blood, do all those things just to get money? And some people have said, oh, there's a metaphysical aspect to it. There's a spiritual angle to it. Yeah, okay. Just as we believe in God, and I really want that auntie to call us back because she was giving us some. But, you know, as we believe in God, God does not give us cash money, does he? Mm-mm. They say he blesses us. He makes ways for us. But he doesn't give us money, cash money. So since we want to bring the metaphysical into this and the spiritual, how does the money come? Do you have to work for it? So why do you need to shed blood? Do you have to do some alliances to get it? Why do you have to do rituals? I'm just wondering. Because, you know, they make it sound like, oh, it's just going to be money, endless monies in all foreign currencies, including the national currency. So the money that you make from the rituals, the money, how does it come? How does it come? Where does it come from? The Bank of England, the Bank of the Fort Knox, the CBN, or Bank of Babalawo? How does it work? And the serial number on that money, how does it tally with normal money? I'm curious. It sounds stupid, but really, because what everybody's giving me is like, it's what people do on a normal day. If I want to make it big in the broadcast industry, I'm going to go into alliance with the best radio stations, Nigeria Info, Wazobia FM, Cool FM. If I want to make it big in Nollywood, I'll be hanging with the biggest stars, the biggest directors, the biggest producers, alliances that'll help me grow, do whatever I need to do to get there, right? What they ask me to do. If you want to make it to the top in politics, you start by carrying somebody's bag and being somebody's boy, right? So why do I have to shed blood or do rituals or let somebody pour some blood over my head? I don't know how it works. But if you do have an idea of how it works, help me understand it. And just like that guy said, they bless you. How? If you have been blessed before, explain to us how it works. Somebody here on WhatsApp says, let me just start with WhatsApp and then I'll go back to the phone lines. Someone says, this money rituals topic is scary. How is it scary? Somebody says, dear Marianne, I just asked Kanayo to call you and explain. Please, we're waiting for his call. Listen, says, a ritual is a spiritual sacrifice made to appease a deity in return for favors and blessing. I see. So when people kill other people for ritual purposes, they sacrifice them to whatever they believe in. And the deities divert the glory and riches of the victim to the ritual. Sorry, don't be angry. If they grab somebody like me that does not have any money, which glory and riches are they giving to the person? Is this a joke? Please stop it. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Fumi. I think that this topic is too sensitive to be discussed openly on radio. Really? Okay. I don't even see the sensitivity. That's what I'm saying. I feel like people are being, you know, cowed into or brainwashed into doing unnecessarily silly things and deadly, strangely deadly things. For example, kidnapping and trying to harvest, you know, organs from a person's body is a crime punishable by the law. And so when you tell me that, oh, that money rituals is actually organ harvesting, well, that's a big crime and has nothing to do with rituals per se. So again, could they be lying to you? Could this be all made up to make you one way or the other go into organ harvesting unknown to you? If that's how it is, it does really work. And he says, well, black magic works, so you know. Okay. Thank you very much for letting us know. This one says, one time I was in Abuja and I saw big men living big men life. And one taxi driver was driving and said, ritual money in a poor man money because government money no be your mate with no be mate with ritual money. My conclusion, government money is the real ritual money. Steve from Kanu. That's on the lighter note. This one says the spiritual controls the physical. So the minted money is physical, so it can be directed to anybody. Directed through what? Let's have a conversation. Direct, because you can't just give me something. I need you to break it down. So they will just go to the CBN vault and direct the money to someone. Is this a joke? And then they're not going to be red flags in the bank that you've gotten some excessive millions in your account and then it needs to be looked into. Do you guys understand where I'm coming from? Anyway, let's read some more messages and go back to the phone lines. I need people to take me on this and let's I'm trying to for us to, you know, challenge our brains and our minds for a second, yeah? This one says, what's up, Lagos? Okay, this is obviously not for us, okay? This is not for us. We got 2 minutes before we go into our sponsorship block. This next segment is going to be brought to you courtesy of... this is going to be brought to you courtesy of GoTV numbering. Yes, GoTV numbering is going to sponsor our next 15 minutes as we continue this conversation. This one says, this is somebody talking to me about black science. This is interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to the phone lines now because they are ringing off the hook, but I can only take one before we go on this quick break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Wale. I'm calling from Ogba.
Wale, do you believe in money rituals? Does it really work?
I do, but...
Have you done it before?
I've not tried it before, but I've...
So why do you believe in it?
I've done something with that. In essence, that money ritual levels...
Sorry, say that again. Great. You've done something close to it so that we can send the police to you. What did you do?
Yeah, what I did was not killing, but all these traditional ways where they concussion, cook one or two things for you and the result will come out.
Why did you do it? What were you looking for?
Let me go into that.
No, I need to know. I'm curious. What were you looking for and what did you get it? I want to know. Please, feel free.
They said money is the root of all evil. You get?
Mm.
So that same money you are looking for, In an evil way, you will get it, and also you pay for it back.
So did you pay for it? Did you suffer for what you did?
I paid for it too, and I regretted it because by the time I looked at what I got, it won't come in cash. Just like the first caller said or second caller, it won't come in cash. It will come in a way that's so less related to you. Like, okay, I have a job for you. This thing, can you do this thing? Jobs will come for you. Opportunity will come for you. But by the time you pay back for it, 3 months, 4 months, nothing will enter your account. Nothing will come into your hand.
Okay, you wasted your time.
Now the levels I'm going to is that someone that is looking for 1 million naira is different from someone looking for 10 million naira, 100 million naira.
Okay.
That's the level I'm talking about. Now, those ones that they will tell them, go and bring human beings, go and bring this, those ones are not looking for small money. It's in big bucks.
But in essence, you think it works?
Okay.
All right, I got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're still talking money ritual and if it does really work. Stay with us.
This is an infomercial.
All right, the next 15 minutes is sponsored and brought to you by GoTV Renumbering. Yes, GoTV Renumbering. All right, well, we're still talking. Do you believe in money rituals? Do rituals really give people money? Does it really work? How does it work? Because I'm trying to understand the logic behind it. And I've taken my time to, think it through, to try to understand if it really does work. Because two young men were caught, they call themselves Yahoo Boys, and they said they didn't do the rituals to get money, they did the rituals to help them get money. So that rituals doesn't really help you to get money. I'll rather give you money directly. It helps you to get money. So how does it help you to get money? And if you really think that rituals really give people money, how does it work? And those monies that you get, because, like we see in Nollywood movies, there's somebody in a cupboard or in a room, a special room, that just keeps coughing out money in different denominations, different currencies. Where does that money come from? CBN, Fort Knox, the Bank of England, or maybe the Bank of Babalawo. He probably has some minting company back, in the back room. But how do the serial numbers tally with that of the CBN or any other bank? I'm just curious. But some people say that It's about alliances. It's about organizations. It's about helping one another. But we can do that without having to do the ritual parts, right? I'm thinking. So explain to me why it is important, why it is necessary, why people even go into it. That's if you know. Hello. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Charles. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My own observation to this spiritual issue is really real, because my grandpa was an herbalist. Let me give you a breakdown. There was a story that happened in my place in Nondo. There's a man have a big farm. So he owns spiritually is anybody that died in the community, the spirit will go to the farm of the man. We started farming for him to the extent that if it comes to the time of the harvest, the man harvest, it will look like the whole village.
Have you seen the spirit? Did any of you ever see the spirit that went to farm?
So the secret league, let me tell you how the secret league. Immediately the man wanted to go to the farm, there's a port by the entrance of the farm. So the man will use the water inside the port. So he wash the face with the water. So the son normally see the dad, why this man normally wash his face before he going to the farm. So the day that the man is not there, the boy did the same thing. Now I discovered that and the people that died, he was working in our farm. But truly that died, he was working in our farm. He was saying then. So the boy screamed. Now the people started calling people that he saw so that by the time that people came to that place, they did the same thing. So, and they see exactly what that guy is saying.
Mm.
So that's the way of the ritualist in another way.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Do all these not sound like fable? And don't get me wrong. I want to believe, but I want to understand how it works. Because it's easy to say, oh, it's spiritual. You never understand these things because they're deep suited of spiritual things. So I can come and tell you that I see dead people working in my grandfather's farm, and that's why our harvest is always robust. Cock and boo stories, if you ask me. But let's go to Facebook. I see a lot of messages. Yes, let's go there. Somebody says, there's nothing like money ritual. Only those ones who have refused to work that will believe in money rituals. This is from Azoribe Fanyi. Thank you very much, Azoribe. Francis Dennis here on Facebook says, spirits are powerful. God didn't take any power away from Lucifer. Yes, they're capable of giving riches in dimensions by sacrificing blood. Really? But how does the money come? You are just giving me... Anyway, thank you for your thoughts. Richard Okudeli Chuku says, I beg, if money rituals really exist, government people won't be desperate in power to get power. Also, great robbers. There's nothing great about robbery. Come on, man. Choose your words. He's saying robbers like Anini, Shino Rambo, all of them should have chosen to do that rather than kill people to get their monies. I totally agree with you. Nayong Yemma says, this question is hard, dude. Asupohi Friday says, those that believe in it says it works for them. Okay. Oluwatosi Benjamin Abayomi here on Facebook says, this is confusing, but only God knows. somebody says, we need to interview some ritualists. Okay, where do we find them? Lucky Akondu says, I'm from Umahia, Abia State. There's nothing like blood money or ritual money. Just having some people doing money. Just have something doing and money will come. Okay, Comrade Lucky, thank you. Akumi Femi Daniel says, it's just a scam. Don't fall for it. Watch one crime fighter series where 5 old men, 2 young guys were killed a young man, and 1 Afa promised them money. After 7 days, when the Afa was arrested, he told the police that he scammed them. That there's nothing like money rituals. Akumi, thank you very much for your message. Ilori Solomon here says, anything that involves evil, spiritual or demonic spirits is real. Believe it or not, but Jesus Christ is life, my people. Okay, thank you. Olusegun Owolabi here on Facebook says, spiritual controls the physical. Okay. All right. Okay. This one says, stop. Okay, Callistus Kali Bunke here says, stop deceiving yourself. You don't have anything doing. If you like, kill as many people as you can. Your message is running away. Okay, he says, if you don't have anything tangible to do, wealth will not come. Somebody says we need Kanayo on this show. Leave the man alone. Leave him alone. This one says, there's nothing. Chinedu Odega says, there's nothing like money ritual. Why didn't the ritualists circulate their own currency when there was cash crunch? The ritualists also were hit. I love Facebook. And Beke Ikwen here says, there are people who have control over different dimensions of life. Most of them are ancient spirits, and now they inhabit human bodies. There's nothing impossible. Unfortunately, those who put themselves... Oh, dear Lord. Oh, see, I'm going to take your call in a bit. Those who patronize these are being robbed of their star, and their star is simply being taken for their entire generation, and all greatness that they have would have come from them are exchanged for peanuts. So she does believe in it. But how does the money come? We got 4 minutes on the clock. Also, you can call me again. I'd like to hear from you. And then, of course, we'll go back to the phone lines to take your thoughts and your comment. All right, let me just take one quick call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Good morning.
Cheers to life. First time caller.
Oh, first time caller.
I'm telling you.
We're here for you. We're here for you.
Okay. About this money ritual thing. Omo, I believe in it too. As long as juju di, why money ritual no good di now?
But how does the money come? I'm not even arguing with you about if you believe in it or not. But how does it work? If you believe in it, have you experienced it? Have you benefited from it?
If someone people you say it gets some, them go bath. They go tell the spirit what you want.
But have you seen the spirit? And where is the money? Where does it come from?
It's come from the under. It's not say the thing are blood. They call them blood. You understand?
I've heard all these things. Have you seen the money from blood money?
You feel do I'm getting man?
I ask a simple question. Have you ever seen the money from blood money?
Yes.
Were you part of the process?
No.
Okay, so you have done blood money. Where do you live? Okay, let's trace his number.
I watched them video. Okay. Don't call Okiti. Wait, why
you laugh? We're tracing you now. So you have killed people because you want to make money.
No. I saw a video where they were doing the process of the ritual. It's called Okiti. I'm serious now. Why are you laughing now?
And did you see somebody coughing the money?
No, the water was boiling, but there was no fire there. It was just on the ground. It was boiling. The boys were.
Those are mind games. Sir, I could be a magician. I could do anything to make you feel that something magical is happening, and it's not happening. It's just a mind game.
Honestly, no, it's not mind game. Who's that?
No, but I'm trying to help you to convince me, but you're not, sir. So I'm going to let you go. Thank you. Well done. God bless you. This segment, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you courtesy of Gold TV Renumbering. And in a few minutes, we're going to wrap up this conversation because we've got to go. But let me read some messages here on WhatsApp. Adegoke from... Okay, I promised that I was going to take Osi's call, so let me take it. Hello, Osi.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Osi. Where are you calling us from?
Canada, actually.
All right.
So I'll be quick. Growing up, I used to believe in money ritual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to see like the movies and stuff like that, how they make us believe like, oh, you sacrifice and then you get a lot of money. But like, it got to a point I did my own research, and for those who still believe, you can make your own research on like the dark web and then the dark market of human body parts. So if I sacrifice one human, So in the market, like, the heart costs something, the kidney costs something, like this body.
So then it's no longer money rituals. It's body
exactly.
parts. So you're trafficking body. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They harvest the organs and then they give you something out of it. And to you, you feel like, oh, yeah, sacrifice this person and I got this money. But beyond the facade, like, it's all about like organ harvesting. So yeah, if you actually do your research about it. All these things, you're not going to just believe in them at all, to be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you realize you're giving peanuts for what you actually what's like. So you know, like, the heart costs like hundreds of thousands of dollars, but then you sacrifice one person and they give you like 30 million, 40 million. They say, oh, you have to bring more people to get more money. Actually, they're making you and then they're giving you peanuts. So yeah, that's just basically it. Thank you
very much, OC, for calling, and I appreciate it, because you see a lot of people are saying, how does it work? What you're doing is committing a crime and you should be behind bars because you're engaging in organ harvesting and you're saying it's blood money. And you're very happy. They say, hot water is boiling, but there was no fire. Guys, I really wanted to demystify this, but we got to go. Guys. We gotta go. It's time for the news before my Agbamono is standing by. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. Let's continue the conversation there. I'll see you tomorrow on WhatsApp Lagos. Love you, Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.